Chapter 4. The Devil's Deal. According to the old stories, this is how Tom met the devil. No one knows if it is true. You would expect Tom to be scared when meeting the devil. You'd especially expect it because he met him at night in this wild, lonely place. But Tom was a hard man and not easily frightened. Maybe he had lived with a violent wife for so long that he did not really fear the devil. The stories say that they had a long talk while walking in the swamp. The huge man told him of Pirate Kid's treasure, buried by the trees on the cliff. This treasure was protected by the man's power, so no one could find it unless he wanted them to. He offered to let Tom have the treasure because he liked him. But he added that Tom could only have these riches if he sold his soul to the devil. Although Tom was a hard man, even he needed time to think about that. When the two had reached the edge of the swamp, the stranger stopped. "How do I know you're telling me the truth?" asked Tom.
"Here's my signature," said the man, and he pressed his finger on Tom's forehead. Then he turned back into the thick forest and seemed to disappear into the ground. When Tom got home, he saw that he had a black fingerprint burned into his forehead. He tried to wash it off, but could not. The first news his wife had to tell him was the sudden death of Absalon Crowninshield, the rich pirate. Then Tom remembered the tree that the stranger had just cut down. He laughed with joy. Now he was sure that the man really was the devil. Tom usually would not have told his wife about hidden treasure. He would have kept it all for himself. But he was a little nervous about selling his soul, so he told her. When he told her about the hidden gold, it awakened all her greed. She urged her husband to agree to the devil's terms and make them wealthy for life. Although Tom actually was ready to sell his soul to the devil, he was determined not to do so to make his wife happy. So he refused, just to contradict her. They had many terrible fights about the treasure, but the more she talked, the more Tom was determined not to please her. Finally, Tom's wife decided to try to make a deal with the devil herself. If she succeeded, she would keep all the treasure for herself. Tom Walker's wife was just as fearless as her husband, and she set off for the old Indian fort one day as it was getting dark. She was gone for many hours. When she came back, she wouldn't say much. She said something about a huge man whom she had met cutting down a tall tree. He was in a bad mood, though, and would not agree to a deal. He told her to come again another time with a gift for him, but Tom's wife wouldn't say what the gift was.